is up, guys? It's A&M MMA, and we're back.
This is not a drill.
It's not a drill. We're really back.
The boys are fucking back. You guys thought we quit?
Nah.
You thought we quit?
Nah. Just had to go down for a little bit. Down under.
Get chained up a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Ball and chain and all that.
Damn.
A little jumper. It didn't fit me.
Was in the chain game?
Had my nuts looking nice.
Damn, they had the fat ball. You were sitting there just picking up trash. Or digging holes and shit.
Yeah, my dad gave me a cupcake and had a nail file in it. I was trying to up my way out of there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So how'd the prison wallet thing go?
What'd you
get in there?
They found my jewel.
Nice. Damn. I thought that was the one thing you'd actually sneak in there is your jewel.
I did take a couple books in, and they were like looking at every page, like making sure shit wasn't hollowed out.
Like, bitch, let me read my shit.
Like, what? I didn't even finish it.
You probably didn't even read it.
No, I did. It was a Halo book, so I was super into it.
Oh, you was trying to get bullied in jail.
I was single celled by myself.
Oh, damn. They had you in isolation?
Well, it wasn't like...
They was trying to use like mental tactics on you and
shit? It was in the basement of the Cuyahoga Falls...
damn, they put you in the basement.
Police department. It's just like the holding cell, basically. But there's motherfuckers doing like 10 days in there. Shit. And then only one kid from the hotel had to come with me to that. And he's talking about like, oh man, I can't wait to get out of here tomorrow. And I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. There's motherfuckers doing 10 days. Like,
bro, that shit is funny.
My back was fucked. My shoulders were fucked.
Yeah.
The way I was laying, I actually bit a hole through my bottom lip with my top teeth.
Okay, so you were definitely in there doing mad jail coke.
Meth.
Right.
Jankum.
Ew. Crocodile and shit. Like, what the fuck?
No, Jankum is made from fermented pee and poop.
Yummy.
Yum. It was bad though. I woke up and I was like, what the fuck?
Damn.
The food was
your favorite.
No, well, ham sandwich wasn't bad.
It wasn't frozen like I prefer.
I had the
or 3 days old.
Right. I couldn't microwave it. It was bullshit.
Oh my gosh.
No, I did have I had the mad mayo and the mustard. I was like, I gotta eat all this shit for calories. Like,
oh, what was your least favorite jail food?
For breakfast they gave me this hard-boiled egg in this little container, and it smelled like it was old, but I was like, I gotta eat it. I need the nutrients. Like, I gotta eat this.
You needed muscle? Did you do like some push-ups and
hell no. I was getting like these little fucking kindergarten meals. I wasn't wasting no energy.
Oh my gosh, bro.
I thought about it, then I was like, nah, I'm not wasting no energy.
Just came out beefy as hell, like bullying me. I'm like,
36 hours did me right.
You're like pronouncing people's names wrong. I go to correct you. You're like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, well, okay, Slim.
Yo, the one kid ended up smoking weed on the way there. And when we were waiting there, the cop was like, what's wrong with your eyes, bud? He goes, oh, I got mad allergies. I was just like, damn,
you're
dude.
Fried.
Why would you want to smoke and then go sit in silence?
Oh, no, I'm definitely smoking a blunt on my way to jail.
No, time went backwards.
I'm smoking four blunts on my way to jail.
Time went backwards in that bitch. Like, it was just... Long day.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up.
Well, they woke me up at like 6:40. Or
they just like smack you with a stick.
Yeah. Well, they were like, all right, you ready to go? I was like, hell yeah. Got in my car, and I haven't been up outside that early in so long. And
they made you go outside.
Well, I drove there, so I was just went back to my car. There's defrost or fog on the windows and shit, or condensate. You know what I'm talking about. I had to hit the defrost. So I'm like, what do I even do right now? And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go get some Molly rounds.
I thought you were just gonna say Molly. I was like, yo, you're wild.
Let's go back in that bitch. Have a party. No, I went in there and Taylor's mom's like, hey, long weekend? And I was like, yeah.
She knew where you was.
Yeah, it's fine. I told her about it. It was funny. Got that hobo skillet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Hell yeah, that should be smacking.
Slap.
So, the whole point of this podcast is fucking LeBron just signed with the Lakers.
He did.
I'm off this.
Off what?
I don't want to watch the Cavs anymore. I don't like basketball anymore.
I'm cool on basketball. I'm sticking to this sport.
Why would you go to the Lakers, LeBron? I would be a lot less mad at you if you went to like Philly or something, but you went to the fucking Lakers.
Even if we went to like Indiana or something.
That's like playing baseball and going to the Yankees or football going to the Cowboys. Like, why?
I mean, what?
Why?
But they're not even that good. So why were they even like...
Well, they are now. And he's got all these young players that they're just going to trade away and get Kawhi Leonard. And then they're just going to get like fucking Aaron Gordon and like fucking Clint Capella.
What, I don't know them. Wasn't Paul George supposed to go there too, and he didn't?
Yeah, he went back to OKC. What? Oh my God. LeGon James.
I like it. Damn. What a dynasty.
Did us so dirty, bro.
We knew he was going to leave.
He punched through my chest and ripped my heart out and bit into it and threw it into Lake Erie and then fucking took off for the Pacific Ocean.
Are they in the... Yeah, yeah. Okay. Damn.
LA is not even cool.
No, not anymore.
It's dirty there.
Well, I don't know. I've never been there,
but fuck them.
They got the big ballers. I don't know.
Yeah, like now you got to go deal with LeVar. Wow, LeVar really said LeBron was going to go play. Wow. Everything he says comes true.
Yikes, really? Maybe he'll say we're going to get famous someday.
I just feel like I got broken up with. Yeah. I feel like Taylor was like, yo, I'm about to go fucking do a wild DP. Fuck you. I'm about to like, go get bukkake'd. Like, that's how I feel.
Damn.
That's like the comparison of... how I feel right now.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't want that either for my girlfriend.
I'm hurt, Slim.
It hurts.
It literally dropped me. I went down to my knees and I was like holding my chest like...
Emotional. That does suck though. So what teams are in Ohio now?
What?
Like sports teams. We got the Browns. We got the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Indians. That's it, right?
And the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah. The Lake Erie Monsters, you can throw them in there.
We're talking professional, though.
Okay.
So, Cleveland Cavaliers. Well,
who's the Blue Jackets?
Columbus.
Soccer team?
No.
The Columbus Crew.
That's Columbus Crew.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who is about to leave. This like their last season.
Leave what?
Columbus.
What?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
They're going to a different city.
What? What do you
bouncing
mean?
Bouncing on us, bro.
The Cavs can't just up and say, nah, we're playing for...
No, they could.
Toronto.
Like, the Browns... Toledo now. Bro, the Browns weren't a team until, like, 1997 because they were back in the day, and then they left and went to Baltimore or some stupid shit like that.
Oh, okay.
And then they came back in 1997.
Sorry, I'm off on my sports history.
Maybe it's not 1997. I don't know.
Anyway, Cavs who?
Yo, Chad, if you are on here... He's not. But write in the chat, goofball.
Scotty! Hey!
Scotty, too hot to your bitch on the Molly. She fuck everybody.
Cat's getting it on behind you.
No! God, please no, Scotty. Do not.
Actually, no, fuck it. Send Amber off with a parting gift.
Oh.
Oh. Woo! Woo! Spicy!
Yo. Ronsta, the monster in the game. What up, Ron? Yo, that's a sick name, dude. I fuck with that.
Ronsta the monster?
Ron might have the hardest Twitch name in the game.
Uh-oh.
Ronsta the monster? Right. That's hard.
Hey, who was I talking to you when I was in the hotel and I was just saying like some shit? He's like, who's in jail? And I was like, no one.
Chad, write in the chat or have Ronnie write in the chat.
Who was that?
What'd you say?
When you were streaming Fortnite and we were like, I was talking in the chat.
Oh, that was Taryn. That's the dude who called me.
Oh, okay.
That's my dude I work with.
And he was like, who's in jail? I said, no one.
Bro, he was geeking out about that. He was like, how's your friend watching you in jail?
Oh, that shit's funny as hell. That's awesome.
He moofed his phone.
Yeah. I shouldn't have got the plus, is all I'm saying.
Oh! Yo!
Hey, we got stickers now.
Oh, man.
Catch us at your local gas station on every pump.
Literally, you are about to see A&A MMA stickers everywhere.
I got 200.
Yo, Crooks is in here.
Hey, what up, Crooks?
Crooks is
we're,
in here.
We're streaming ESFL
the champ.
Right now.
The champ himself.
Yes.
Yo,
number
Crooks,
one contender spec.
You already know your boys will be live commentating your fight tonight. So
show
let's
the,
go, baby.
Show on the TV. We're watching right now.
Yeah, we got. Oh shit! I'm watching it on mine.
Got it right over here. You know what I'm saying?
Slim watching his. You know what I'm saying?
We're just going to talk our shit in the meantime. Run down the fights this weekend.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fights to... I guess not a lot. Yeah, well...
We got a lot to talk about.
We do.
If you haven't noticed, we haven't gotten to do Monty's Contender Corner.
At all.
Whatsoever.
Nope.
Did we even get week one in? Did I get to go on a Greg Hardy rant yet?
No.
Oh, God.
Here you go.
Life has been passing us by.
You went on your Braun rant. Now it's time for your Hardy rant.
I'm not done with my LeBron rant. That shit is stupid. Why would he go there?
I don't know.
They already have like the most retired fucking players. Like the most. Why? For 4 years too.
Isn't he gonna retire? Yeah. Why four?
For 4 years.
Why like, didn't he do like 1 or 2?
You're gonna go there for like 2 years, bro.
Yeah. That seems like
4 years.
It seems obsessive.
Come on, dog. You was plotting.
Well, I wonder if they have like a plan. Like, oh, here's our 4 year plan.
He was planning to leave us, bro. That's grimy. Probably. He hurt us.
I blame JR in that first game.
Yeah, that was the moment he was like, fuck this shit. I'm about to go play with these little ugly ball motherfuckers.
Yeah, they are ugly.
Fuck LA.
I rapped about them.
Huh. Fuck LA.
Yeah, so that happened.
I'll run up in LA spot. I'm saying it right now.
Aren't there like Bloods out there and shit?
There's all that shit. I'm running in there, Monty fucking banging.
Well, I probably won't watch basketball ever again. Because that's the only reason I really watch was to see Bron do work with the Cavs.
What was I about to go? Oh, Greg Hardy. Okay, so.
Contenders. Yeah. Dana White's Contender Series, episode 1.
Oh, hey. Bless you.
Thank you. Are we on week 2 or week 1? Or I mean, I know Greg Hardy was on week 1, but was that. We've only been through 2, right?
There's 3 of them that have happened.
Where have I been?
Bro. We're fucked. So, let's go ahead and start with week 1. Let's just go straight into the contract awards.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bro, okay. Greg Hardy, let me give you guys some background if you don't remember, is a woman beater.
Yep.
Beat the shit out of a girl.
So you
put an assault rifle in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the charges were dropped because she didn't show up to court to testify against him.
Witness tampering, maybe.
But he is a known piece of shit.
Right.
Also got kicked out of the league for doing mad coke, which, I mean, do you, bro, but come on, goofball. Anyways.
Greg Hardy making his professional MMA debut on Dana White's Contender Corner.
Against
Dana White's Contender Series.
Yeah. We're about to get my shit in there. Yeah, I like that, Slim. Good job. Anyways, just get people calling it that. Like,
right, that's branding.
I like that. So Greg Hardy fought Austin Lane, former NFL player himself.
Yeah, the both of them.
So I was thinking, you know, all right, they're putting another big-ass dude in there.
And this dude was athletic, too. He wasn't just a big dude.
He was unbeaten.
Yeah.
So, Greg Hardy goes in here and knocks this man out in 57 seconds.
Right. Wait in the heavyweight limit of 265.
He dropped him. As soon as dude rose up, he gave him a left hand from hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dana White went ahead and gave him and Alonzo Menifield, who had an 8-second knockout after fighting in Dana White's Contender Series and winning last year.
Yeah, that shit was nasty.
Yeah. Those two got a contract. So
well-deserved.
First off, I want to say Alonzo Menifield versus Greg Hardy. First fight in the UFC for both of them.
There's like a...
You know how they do that.
60-pound difference there, though.
You know how they do that, though. And they're both heavyweights, so...
No, like, he's a light heavyweight. Menifield is.
They fought at heavyweight, though.
What? Oh, one of them missed weight, I think. But he still weighed in at like two...
Alonzo Menifield versus Greg Hardy.
Okay.
Straight like that.
All right.
I want Menifield to murk him.
I'm down. Why not?
But the question is, he actually going straight to the UFC?
That doesn't make any sense. who's going to the UFC?
Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
Are they going to send him into that little like developmental?
Yeah. What is
shit?
That? Like, what? The UFC has a D league.
They don't. Yeah. Like, what?
They've never spoke about that at all. Is it just like, hey, we fuck with this one regional circuit? Please go there.
Yeah, that shit's weird. So
very odd.
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it'll just be at the UFC PI for a long time, another year. I don't know. Maybe.
But where is he going to get fights?
Maybe he's just going to train.
Huh. I don't know. But in other news in that week, Chris Curtis, a very accomplished regional fighter, somebody who a lot of people, a lot of diehards have been saying should have been in the UFC for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
He won via hook kick knockout in the third round.
Yeah, that shit was nasty.
After winning this fight and not getting the contract, he retired.
He did. He said he hung up the spurs. Hung up the spurs.
Blowing smoke.
Weird.
Blown smoke.
Weird, man. He wasn't even that old.
He pulled a Derek Lewis.
You think?
Yep. Moving on to week number 2. Dwight Grant came out here. Yo, Dwight Grant looks like Uriah Hall mixed with like Rashad Evans if they were both welterweights.
Ooh.
That's what he looks like.
Okay, I can see that.
He's hard, bro. Got the knockout in the second round. Got himself a contract.
Yeah, he looked really good.
Moving on to the next fight, Ryan Spann, who last time got knocked out by shit, what's his name? K-Rob? Carl Robertson?
Yes.
Got knocked out by him in 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. Comes back this year. Mm-hmm. Gets himself a contract.
Right.
Shows some heart. I like that little comeback in him. So Ryan Spann got himself a UFC contract with a guillotine choke in 26 seconds.
Austin Spring, is it Springer?
Springer, yeah.
Fought Giga Chikadze. Chikadze.
There you go.
Springer fought last year also, didn't he? On last year's Dana White Contender Series?
I think not.
I thought he did. Maybe I'm wrong. No, he was on the Ultimate Fighter or something like that. Yeah. One of the series seasons, and then he lost in the semifinals, and then he came back on this. He did not get a contract.
Damn.
But moving on, we had Anthony Hernandez, who looked fantastic going up against Jordan Wright. Oh my God, this man's out of shape too. I feel like he could drop to 170. Right. Like he had a little belly on him.
Yeah,
he can definitely go to 170.
Yeah, for sure,
for sure. He got a contract too.
40 seconds, 3 contracts in week number 2.
So then,
I like that.
On to the main event. We had Matt Sales going up against Yazin
Hadji.
Hadji.
Bro.
And Sales got himself a contract too.
No, he didn't. Oh, no. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I forgot. Yeah, he did.
4.
That's crazy, bro.
The first ever 4 contracts on Dana White's Contender Series.
That is nuts, dude.
Insane.
That'll insane. Probably, I am calling it right now, that might happen like one other time. That will not happen very frequently whatsoever.
I doubt it, honestly. I really doubt it. So going on to this next week, the main attraction of this week was Valentina Shevchenko's younger sister, Antonina Shevchenko.
Nice. I could just hear you're like,
Antonina.
Yeah.
Mean.
Ooh. Give me the Bruce Buffer.
Antonina!
Yo. So, anyways, yeah, so first fight happens. Not too much. Pretty boring fight. Not even going to lie to you. We move on to the second fight, Julian Arosa versus Jamal Emmers. Remember, Julian Arosa got knocked out by my boy, Teruto Ishihara?
Yeah.
He got kicked out of the UFC after being 1-1. So he had, you know,
a little vengeance on his mind.
And he fucking got a nasty head kick knockout in the second round. I thought for sure he was getting a contract, but he didn't. But moving on to the next fight, heavyweight Josh Parisian, who, what's he look like? He looks like a big ass thumb.
Pretty much. He's just
with a beard.
Thick boy. He got the call on 4 days' notice to take this fight. And happily accepted. He did have to cut weight to make the 265-pound limit.
He ended up knocking out very highly touted Greg Rebello.
With a spinning back fist!
In a minute and 31 seconds.
Which he had tried 3 times in that fight.
That one was perfectly timed.
Two of them were like, alright, come on, you're giving me a little flashy, I get it. But man, that last one, oh my God, melted him.
So he did not get a contract, but he will be competing on the 28th season of The Ultimate Fighter.
Crazy.
So, good for him.
That's
cool. He got a nice little, you know.
I respect it. Excuse me? What is that?
Yo,
pause. I gotta figure that out.
Is somebody dying? Are we witnessing a murder? Yikes. I'm definitely letting. Wait, I don't. Why'd you leave me over here? Is it okay? Is anybody dead?
They're trying to fuck.
Ah, nice. It wasn't even death. It was sex.
Goddamn horny cats.
Ew. Yuck. Cat sex. Anyways.
Right. Okay.
Moving on to the lightweight.
Is that a technical difficulty or
that's
sexual
a,
difficulty?
Yes. Okay. We'll call that a sexual difficulty. In the lightweight division, we had T. Edwards, a product of the MMA lab.
Yes.
going up against Austin Tweedy, who I'm pretty sure he won his last fight before this in like a crazy fashion with a knockout in like less than 20 seconds.
I believe you're right.
So these two guys both get a chance at each other week three. And it was T. Edwards with the overhand right from hell.
Oh, my God, dude. Slumped him instantly.
Just oh, my goodness. Absolutely munched Austin Tweedy and got himself a contract into the UFC. And I'm excited to see him.
I'm very excited to see
him. Yo, what's his record?
5-1, I believe.
Yes. I can't wait to see him in the
UFC. He was nasty.
I think he's going to be a savage in that middleweight division.
He's going to come up.
Or, I'm sorry, lightweight.
Especially but, training with O'Malley and all that.
Ooh. Yeah, he's going to be cold. He's got that swag, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And moving on to the main attraction of the night, Antonina Shevchenko taking on Jaime Rivera. Antonina was a minus 1,000 favorite.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. Honestly, I don't know if the fight delivered like I thought it would. Antonina had the very large clinch advantage. Every time she had the clinch, she was laying those knees. It was insane. But to Jamie's credit, she was defending pretty well, I thought.
For sure.
But you could tell there was just the experience factor of Antonina that just she knew what to do. She knew how to handle her gas tank and her, you know, strikes. She was being very patient and just that overwhelmed Jamie in the end.
Got herself a UFC contract. So we'll see what she does in the flyweight division.
Interesting that her and her sister are both in the same division now. I think one of them's going to have to move. But I think Antonina is taller, so maybe she puts on a little more muscle and then goes up 135?
Maybe.
Has to. I mean, they can't, you know.
But, yeah, that was Monty's quick little contender corner. Of course, next week I will be back on my shit where I have all their backstories about their lives and fucking stupid stats and shit.
Just give me that quick rundown.
Why they're fighting, but yeah.
Because you already know what happened.
Yeah, we're just super behind on shit, so.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that. I was going to say some watch it. Never mind.
What?
No.
Okay, cool. We also had a fight night go down in Singapore.
Yeah.
It was at 8 in the morning. Did you watch it at 8 in the morning?
I did.
I tried. I had to watch
it. Truto got knocked out.
I know. But man, that's a prospect coming up.
Yeah, I guess.
I know.
It hurt.
The rest of the card was not bad, though.
You know what else hurt?
Hmm.
LeBron! Why? Why would you do that? Oh!
It's not like he's going to get another championship down there.
The East is literally the worst thing ever. Like, the East should literally just disband. It should literally just be the West. Add the Celtics and the Raptors to the West and fucking get rid of everybody else.
What if LeBron loses to the Rockets in the first round?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's very possible. It's very possible.
He's got to get through the Rockets now, through the fucking stupid-ass, bitch-ass Warriors now, through the freaking Thunder. Fuck them.
Who do you think is going to come up on the East this year?
Stupid-ass fucking Celtics.
Healthy Kyrie.
Stupid.
Here's a tissue for your tears.
So stupid. Why? Like, why fucking Lakers? Nobody even fucking likes the Lakers.
Sorry, I had a bunch of shit on my beer lid.
You would have blown on it even if there wasn't a bunch of shit.
I have to. It's a fucking thing now.
I will just lick it before I even fucking
drink
it.
Any can I have, dude. I have to just fucking
but you'll make lick, sure there's nothing but in you'll that lick shit. The entire length
stop.
Of a dollar
bill. Stop! All right, so like I said,
oh
in that
my
fight
gosh.
Night, we're going to run it down real quick.
You nasty bitch.
Fuck off. So, it was Cowboy Cerrone versus Leon Edwards. Leon Edwards is making his case a little bit, coming up in the welterweight division.
Yeah.
Don Cerrone, longtime staple in the lightweight and welterweight division. We didn't know what to expect here because he's taking a fight on, not really a short notice, but after getting knocked out of Darren Till, it was a pretty quick turnaround. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm catching up with you.
You're fine. I don't think we need to take it all the way from the bottom. We had Jeon Kim winning again. She looked fantastic.
She got herself a split decision dub.
Olga Sasaki.
You know what he does, bro. He gets his rear naked chokes always.
He looked fantastic.
Did he get a fucking... Nope. Staying in the flyweight division, Matt Schnell finally getting himself a little dub in the UFC.
Also looked very well. Jan Zhaonan.
You got it, bro.
Yeah. beat up
Vivian Pereira. Oh, I was hollering on Matt Schnell. He won one other fight. I forgot.
Yeah. Beat up Vivian Pereira. Jake Matthews, man.
Bruh.
Whoa.
Jake Matthews is a beast.
Whoa. Beat up Shincho Anzai. Anzai. Shincho. Shincho. Yeah, man. Jake Matthews, one to watch out for this next year. We had Sean Keenan. Got that quick KO in the second round. That was nice.
Yeah.
You saw that one?
Yeah.
We had...
Song Kanan's a savage.
We had Shane Young got to beat up Rolando D. I kind of thought that one would happen.
Yeah, Shane Young's a beast himself.
We had Song Yadong knocking out Felipe Arantes.
Got him so... 4 minutes God. And 59 seconds into the second round, too, my God. Mind you.
What a beast.
But he got himself 50 Gs, bitch.
Yup.
Oh, yeah, and Shane Young and Rolando D got themselves 50 Gs for Fight of the Night.
Mm-hmm. We had Peter Yan coming up. He did...
All right, we're going to skip this one. Moving on to the main card.
We had The Leech coming back against Dachi Ave, who I swear to God looks like a demon when he fights.
He's scary.
His eyes are... His pupils are so big that they cover his entire whites of his eyes, and he holds his mouth open, and it also looks black. His mouthpiece is. So he looks like just like... Like a demon is just like about to pour out of him.
Wow.
It was nuts. But man, The Leech was just piecing him up on the feet.
Yep.
And he got that decision.
For sure.
Very well. Very well earned. The Leech is nothing to fuck with.
Nah. He's a beast, bro. I thought he was going to go on a little title run. I'm sad he lost.
This next fight was great.
Our girl.
Jessica Ai going up against
homegirl.
Jessie Rose Clark. Also our girl. Because she's been looking fantastic lately.
Yeah, you love her.
I do. I follow her on Instagram. She's, man. So,
who did she... Bro, she dated somebody who beat the shit out of her who was an MMA fighter. Oh, it's the dude. Okay. So, do you remember the Ben Gwen video?
Yeah. That tatted up motherfucker?
Yep.
Are you
She dated him and he beat the shit out of her.
What?
Yep. And he posted all of her nudes on the internet. And you might be able to find them because I know you know where to find them, Slim. You okay. Be wiling.
You want to take this over while I...
He's finding them already? He's about to have the bitches up in like 3 seconds. Oh, that's wild.
Funny. Yo.
But we are telling you guys, don't look at her nudes.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. This is factual facts. I do really like Jessie Rose Clark.
Yeah,
she has looked amazing at 125 lately. And I didn't know how to pick this fight, but man, Jessica Ai's boxing looked fantastic.
Is Jessica Ai about to go off in the flyweight division?
Yes, this is her division.
Uh-oh.
It's her division.
Top five.
Has to be.
For
top
sure.
Top five.
Speaking of that new Scorpion drop, Slim, give me your honest opinion on the new Drake album.
I love it. I
A-side
really
and B-side?
Yes. I think I honestly kind of lean towards a couple more of the B-side ones than the A-side. Finesse, bro?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Don't even get me started on that Michael Jackson track. That shit is hard.
It's very hard. I don't care what anyone says about being disrespectful. It's not. You can pay for a fucking Prodigy verse right now. If I show out the money, I can hit up one of Prodigy's family members. They'll give me
what you say.
Exactly. They'll give me his verse, and I can put it on whatever song I want.
Damn.
You can get a fucking Tyga got a Tupac verse one time.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not... I don't think that's just... Shit's in the bank. It's in the vault, I'm sure. You just gotta pay the money.
Right. He paid for that. Like, it's not like he just, like, fucking...
Unless that's from another song that he, you know, did the... I don't think so, though. I think it's...
No, he probably asked and bought that shit.
Like. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. One of Michael's cousins or nephews or something ended up saying that he was disappointed. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
Well, that shit was great. Hot, so
Scorpion is amazing.
I gave it a B minus. The more I listened to it, I improved it to a B.
I think it's way better than More Life.
I think it was better than... what's the one when he's sitting on the top of the tower?
Is that More Life?
Whatever that one
Views.
Is.
Views. Yeah, way better than Views.
It's way better than Views.
For sure. And now, if you didn't notice in one of the songs, he said, I'm out of the contract.
Yeah.
So I think now he might be a little more free to do
whatever.
Maybe he took a year off. Maybe he'll blah, blah, blah. He mentioned the boy, Max Holloway, in 8 out of 10.
Yeah, he mentioned a fucking dick ton of shit.
Yeah, but I mean, and tying it back to MMA,
yeah.
Like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, for sure.
And Max Holloway posted that Scorpion cover, and then the UFC posted the track list for the fights. Like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Whoever's doing UFC's marketing right now...
Killing it!
It's murking it.
Yeah, they hired somebody good.
Like,
that
wow.
LeBron...
Bro.
Yo.
I'm putting that on our Facebook page.
Don't even get me hot, bro. I'm about to start punching the air, bro.
How much does LeBron weigh?
Like what? Apparently $154 million richer.
Nice. What do you think he weighs? Like 260?
Yeah, he's a solid like 230, 235.
That's it? 245. 6'9"? You think he's only 230?
Bro, he's got to be like, I don't know.
Yeah, Google that shit. Give me stats.
I don't even want to look it up.
I'll look it up if you don't want to.
I don't even want to fucking look it up. Okay. I don't even want to
talk about our next fight. I'll look it up.
I'm hot, bro. I'm hot. I'm about to freak the fuck out. The light heavyweight division, we had OSP going up against Tyson Pedro. Me and Slim, you already know we would have picked Tyson Pedro if we could have picked it, but we didn't get a chance to or whatever. This dude, OSP, be pulling off fucking crazy submissions and shit and got a straight armbar. And I'm not saying that like with my slang, like straight armbar. Like he tried to it's an actual submission. He had a straight armbar.
He tried
submission.
To get a Kimura and just straighten that bitch out.
Yes.
Give me that. Oh, he's 250, bro.
He just, it was just like,
bro, LeBron is murking shit heavyweight. 6'9", 250? Who's doing that? No one. Get LeBron in there. What is he, 34? Is he even that old? How's LeBron?
I'm hot.
Who cares? Oh, he's 33. Bro, get LeBron in the UFC right now, please. Get more basketball players in general in the UFC. That's what I want.
More football players.
Well, sure, but we have those already. What basketball players do we have?
It don't matter to me.
Just that one big motherfucker. It was in Pride. It was forever ago.
What?
I don't know. Some basketball player fought in Pride.
Really? Mm. Are you talking about the dude?
Like, it wasn't Giant Da Silva.
He was a basketball player, though. Okay, he played for Brazil's national team.
That might be who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, OSP getting that sub. Man, I didn't think that would happen.
Got himself 50 Gs.
Sorry, Tyson.
Moving on to the main event of the evening.
Leon Rocky Edwards going up against Sean Cerrone. Apparently, it came out that Cerrone was sick. Yeah. Days prior, he actually was going to call off on the fight, and his management team would not let him pick up the phone to do so. So he kept in with the fight. He made weight. He did his thing. I thought he looked not bad. He's classic Cerrone. No, classic Cerrone. You know, he looked good. It's just Rocky was just a step ahead of him. He took less damage throughout the fight. He was more accurate, more consistent, and he got the dub.
I agree 100% with the 48-47s.
For sure.
What about at the end, though, when they tried doing, like, the Max Holloway let's throw down in the middle?
That was
and they both and then they did it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I was like,
Like, it got to the point where Cerrone was just throwing, like, air punches just to, like, kind of get it started, and it's, like, still didn't happen.
You tried,
that was Garbo.
You tried, my guy.
So, Leon Edwards continues his rise in the welterweight division.
What's next for him? He caught a Jorge Masvidal.
I think that's a good fight.
I like it.
Masvidal said like some shit like, oh, if I could fight everybody who calls me out, blah, 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 blah. I just got to fight the best person for me, whatever. He'll fight whoever. He'll probably end up fighting Leon Edwards.
Yeah, why not? I like it. Who else is he good? I mean, the welterweight's tied up, if not. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, Dow. Damn, we have two cards to preview?
Let's just two. I'm really just interested in the main event on this one. On the Ultimate Fighter, to be honest. Because I haven't been watching the series. I got to catch up on it.
Let's just make quick picks. Gerald Meerschaert versus Oscar Piechota.
Hang on, I got to click on it.
Give me the fucking Iron Jaw himself.
Piechota.
No.
Oh, you're Meerschaert?
I'm going Gerald Meerschaert in this one. I just Meerschaarted my pants.
Let me get Piechota. Let me see what he's up to.
A&A MMA going to disagree on the first one. Slim's going with Oscar Piechota. I'm going with Gerald Meerschaert in my pants. Moving on to the featherweight division. Matt Bissett going up against Steven Peterson because we always let UFC Dana White's contender series fucking fighters fight each other.
Give me Matt.
A&A MMA both going with Matt Bissett. Moving on to the lightweight division, we have Luis Peña going up against Richie Smullen.
Violent Bob Ross all the way.
That's his nickname.
Luis Peña, I think. Yeah. Isn't that him? Hang on, I gotta look it up now. You got me second guessing myself.
Yeah, like you can't just call people wild names like that.
P-A-N-A?
It's P-O-R-N-O.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Violent Bob Ross, bro. I thought so. You have me second guess myself. Yeah, give me Violent.
What? Do you, how do you, like, why? Why is that his nickname? I didn't know that.
Because he looks like Bob Ross. You never seen the man? Bro. They call him the violent Bob Ross. Look at this dude. Literally.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Literally.
What the fuck?
That's his nickname. Holy violent Bob shit. Ross.
Yeah. He fought in the UFC before?
No, he was on he was on the season of The Ultimate Fighter, but he suffered an ankle injury early on, so he got cut. Yeah, dude. But it's supposed to be he's a dog, so
that
I mean,
fire. I'm going with him.
Yeah, give me Violent Bob Ross, bro.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
You be pain and shit.
Oh shit.
You already know who I got in this sex fight. Give me my girl, Rachel Ostovich.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one.
What? I think Hawaii's going to have a great weekend.
I'm going with Montana De La Rosa. Slim's going with Rachel Ostovich.
My babe.
Bae. Moving on to the middleweight division.
The Miss Cuban Missile Crisis. Julian Marquez.
Going up against Italian Alessio De Chirico.
Man, this one, dude, I don't know. I think I'm going to take Julian Marquez based off his first fight. But
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck what you're picking this week, Slim. I'm going with Alessio Di Chirico.
Okay.
Moving on to the flyweight division in the women, or for the women.
The fighter that was supposed to fight for the belt but did not, Roxanne Modafferi. Or did she? Did she fight Nico Antonia?
No, I'm pretty sure she backed out or something.
Okay, yeah, she was hurt. Going up against Barb Hunchak. give me Roxanne, I mean.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Roxanne Modafferi.
In the next fight, we got Bruce Leroy. Alex Cesaro's going up against Martin Bravo. Give me Martin.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Martin Bravo.
And the main event update. Well, there's going to be a co-main event. There's going to be a million other different contender series or different Ultimate Fighter fights on this night too. You know they always do that shit. They at the very end they'll like announce the winner. And the winner will fight, but then they'll have a bunch of like the other guys on the prelims who also fought on the show.
You lost me.
So like you've been watching the show, right?
Yeah.
So like different fighters from the show are gonna fight for their own contract on this night, but they haven't announced it yet because the show's not over.
Okay, that's wild.
It's the last week is like,
but there's still the co-main event.
What? Yeah, the co-main event is not announced yet because
it's Mike Triziano versus Joe Giannetti.
I don't have that. All right, anyway.
Did I just ruin this season?
For me, yeah. Fuck you. I'm kidding. No, I did watch it, but I forgot. It's not on my screen, so I forgot.
It's Mike, let's run a Triziano.
That's Stipe's guy against Kane's guy, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? Let's run a Triziano.
Guy, fucking, no? Yeah, I got you. Against DC's guy. Anyway, that's going to happen. And then the main event of the
I'm going with Mike Triziano.
I'll take him too.
ANA MMA going with Mike Triziano.
We got Brad Tavares going up against Israel Adesanya, the last style.
This is about to be a fucking banger,
bro. Oh, my God, man. I don't know what's going to happen.
Because Brad Tavares
has been on a tear. He's been
beating the shit out of people, bro.
Yikes. But Israel is just so confident. He thinks he's going to get this. He really thinks he's going to fucking knock Brad out.
I agree.
I'm going to take him.
ANA MMA going with the last style bender.
I'll bet a sticker on it.
I'll put a sticker on it too. Two stickers.
Oh, shit.
ANA MMA going with Israel, the last style bender.
Give me Adesanya. Breaks into the top 15 with this win. But it's goddamn, that's a test, dude. Brad Tavares is no joke.
Right. That's going to be a great fight. If he wins that, it really shows what he's got, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are we at now?
What do you think, bud?
Oh, wait, we're going to do
what
it?
What fight is this?
I know. That's what I...
I can't tell. Who's fighting?
Garb?
Crooks, if you're watching, how many more fights till you're up? Ronnie. Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Against Suspensio V2. Brownies. I should have took a picture of the thing. I should take a picture of the
what?
You know what I'm talking about? No. The set list. I don't know. Let's listen in.
That was a great round, but I mean both fighters, that was a close round, I thought. I mean, I don't know how you had it. Personally thought that was
actually kind of a close round. Even with Cruz,
we're better than these guys.
Foot, he did a lot.
They don't even got the British dude on. Yo, the cat's in my screen right now.
He did a little bit more damage, but
she's cutie. Leave her be.
I don't feel like he conserved his stamina enough that round. Especially the first round. The first round is crucial.
Yeah,
you gotta
go away.
Conserve your stamina in the first round. Yeah, we'll see going forward here. Some good leg kicks from both fighters as well. And I definitely think
yeah, oh, he's shitting on us.
Yeah, goddamn.
He's shitting on us.
We should alternate with the other guy. There we go.
But, you know, he'll recover well. I'd like to see him hit the body after them slips. That'll maybe give him some of that stamina back. But Santos has been real conservative here, man. He's doing a lot of jabbing, not throwing the rest of his strikes unless he's in the distance.
I don't know. We're nowhere near Crooks yet, but you know what we have to do next. You know what we got to do. You know what we got to do.
The card of the year.
The biggest one so far.
Bruh, catch me and Slim, like, fucked up next weekend. No? You don't want to get drunk?
I do, but I want to watch this and remember it. For all eternity.
I want to get...
You want to go somewhere and watch it? Like, and so oh, we have all, oh, our, all our fans.
Oh, we're going somewhere. Like, and we're putting mad stickers everywhere.
Ooh.
Who the fuck we should is, sell some.
Who's A&A?
It's me, A&A Mio.
Okay. Anyway. So, as Monty said, the biggest fight card of the year to date. Unless Conor comes back, then that'll be the biggest. But right now, what do you...
Nah,
well, all right,
nah,
give me,
this
give
is
me,
it. This
give
is,
me
this
off
is
top,
the one, baby.
Off top, what's your prediction? Pay-per-view buys. Last few cards, pay-per-views have not done so well. What do you think this one does? I say 750.
1,000?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going 1.3 mil.
What? No. It's not Conor. That breaks the record.
What's the record?
Like 1.2.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe Connor's got the 1.3. That's like the record.
I'm going like 900 to 1 mil.
Give me 750. 750K. Stipe's not been a seller lately, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, but there's two title fights.
Yeah, but...
and the undercard
card. No,
is
dude,
fucking
oh my God.
Stupid.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's a great card. But I think 750 is a reasonable number for what this does. Which is up there. It's up there.
I think this is going to do a lot, bro. I'm telling you.
I
well,
agree.
Let's take it from the top, y'all.
We have, my God, the very first fight. Jesus, what? This is the first fight?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's the, yeah, it's not. I promise.
Okay, we'll go off what you said then.
It's going to be Jamie. So, in the women's strawweight division, we have Jamie Moyle going up against Emily Whitmire.
Yep. I don't know much about either one of these fighters. Give me Jamie Moyle.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Jamie Moyle moving on to the lightweight division.
Oh, man. Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Lando Venata versus Dracar Close? Is it
gonna
close
be,
A?
It's close A.
Close A. Oh, my Lord.
It's going to be crazy.
Give me a... dude, I don't know. Lando looked kind of rocky in his last couple fights.
Yeah, he has.
Give me Dracar.
A&A MMA. I don't really like Dracar Close.
Dracar Malfoy.
I'm going to go on record and say I don't like him, but...
Because he beat our boy?
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't talk about fighters like that.
Because he beat our boy, that's why.
Because, like, what if we see him one day or something?
Yeah, you're right. We're bigger than him.
Barely.
You talk to yourself.
Goddamn, 47.
I got 40 pounds on this guy. No, I'm kidding.
He's wrestling you to death.
Yeah, give me Tracker in this one.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Dracar Close.
In the next fight. The Hangman, Dan Hooker.
Oh my gosh, this is
going up against Gilbert Burns. Bro, I'm so happy I have off. This card is so great.
Dude, we're about to be lit as
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Two tits and a fucking tanning salon.
The Hangman. That was excellent. Okay. So, Dan Hooker going up against Gilbert Burns. Oh, this is hard. Give me the Hangman. Give me the Hangman.
I'm going to... I'm excited. I'm going to agree with Slim on this one. We're agreeing with all of our fights on the UFC Fight Pass preliminary card. We're going with the streaking, not naked, just like, you know, with his fights.
Yeah.
Dan, the Hangman Hooker.
Nice. On to the prelims.
And not Hooker like a prostitute, because that's a derogatory term. I just mean like his last name.
Gotcha, fam. On to the prelims. We got Max Griffin going up against Curtis Millender.
What's, is that his nickname, the Spider, or some shit like that?
No, it's Curtis.
Oh, yeah, Curtis.
Give me Max Griffin.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one.
Oh.
I'm going with Curtis Melander in this one. Slim's going to go with Max Payne Griffin.
Nice. In the next fight.
Bantamweight
division. Dude, oh my God.
Loaded. Stupid
Rob
loaded,
Font
bro.
Going up against Rafael Assuncao. Holy Jesus.
What's their rank, Slim?
Number 11 against number 3.
Yeah.
So. Bro, give me Rafael Assuncao. Rob Font's been on a tear, but that's a big step up.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're both picking Rafael Assuncao.
Is this the next fight?
Yes.
Okay. In the next fight. Okay. So Mike Perry was scheduled to face. Oh, I forgot his name. The Brazil or the Hawaiian.
You got it.
Yancy Medeiros.
Yeah.
And he dropped out due to injury. So also going up against recent cards in a little bit of news. Ally Aquinto was scheduled to face Justin Gaethje coming up next month.
Yeah.
And Justin Gaethje suffered an or Ally Aquinto suffered an injury. So now we have James Vick, who dropped off his fight with Paul Felder to go up and fight Justin Gaethje, which they've been talking so much shit lately.
That had to happen.
That had to happen. I love that fight. I love that fight. I love when bad blood meets in the cage. Like that's
going to be a fire press conference.
It's a prime fight. So anyways, Paul Felder left without yet again another opponent because who was he supposed to fight at 223? Or 225, maybe? The one where Khabib is fighting, his fighter dropped off.
Matt Schnell. Alejandro Perez.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Paul Felder, unfortunately, losing against another fight. Not losing, but losing another fight. Now, stepping up to welterweight, his first ever fight in welterweight, to fight Mike Perry!
Bruh.
Oh, my God! I don't know what's going to happen, but I kind of want to take the dragon.
I'm going with Paul Felder in this one.
The Irish Dragon. Wow.
Bruh.
Bro, I cannot wait for this. This whole... I'm not going to sleep Friday night, literally.
Yeah, you think you're excited now? Let's talk about this next fight.
Oh, boy. You're about to poop your pants. I really got to pee, though, so I might pee my pants. The boy!
ANA MMA is, like, most... He has the most ANA mies ever.
He does.
Ever.
For best looks. For best contender.
He won Slim's hottest fighter of the year. That's like the hardest fucking one to get.
I have his notifications on my Instagram, so I know when he posts.
Yo.
I'm kidding.
What up, Turtle?
Paulo.
Nog Squad.
Costa. The Eraser. Going up against Uriah Hall, former super prodigy, coming up in the welterweight or the middleweight division, who never really lived up to his hype. This fight was supposed to happen. Uriah Hall was supposed to fight Vitor Belfort for his retirement fight. Uriah Hall ended up having a minor heart attack via weight cutting issues. So now he's back. Okay. Was supposed to fight Borrachini about a month and a half ago, something like that.
Borrachini, goddamn 47.
Yeah. Borrachini suffered a bicep tear of his muscle. How do you even do that? Because this man is just strong.
Oh, look how handsome he is in his fucking
picture.
Oh, my
God. Anyway.
Dreamy. Just dreamy.
So this fight is happening. Number 10 against number 9. You already know we got the undefeated.
Don't even ask me that.
Come on, boy. Come
on. Whoo! The boy. The fucking future champ.
The Eraser.
We said that. We said that before this man was even in the UFC. He is the future champ.
Yeah, you can listen back to the catalog because we said that.
Bruh, like episode fucking 20-something, we're sitting here talking about how Paulo Borrachini is going to be the fucking champion. And people are like, poop your pants. Who the fuck is that? Now look at him.
Wow.
Boy, don't even play with me. You know how we scout.
Mm-hmm.
You know we know who's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Zabit called that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Max Holloway back before people even knew who Max Holloway was.
Were we?
Yes.
Okay.
Zach Wagner still says to this day, I didn't know who Max Holloway was until I heard you guys talking about him.
Dope. We're legendary.
Like, we are out here. We know what's good. And we're going with Paulo Borrachini.
Have to.
Costa.
No other choice. Going on to the main card, the very first fight, Gogan Sagi going up against Khalil Roundtree Jr.
Wasn't this fight supposed to happen as well?
It was. Gogan Sagi ended up fighting whoever he won his first fight in the UFC with via knockout. I don't remember his name. But it's happening now. I got to take Sagi, dude. This fight's going to be a slugfest, but I got to take Gokhan.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. I fuck with Gokhan, bro. But he was getting pressed by, what's his name?
Yeah, I
forget. What's his name was putting the hands on him? Name. I'm sorry, I just...
And he was looking good.
Almost threw up in my mouth.
Nice.
Yo, I threw up today.
Okay.
I straight threw up in the lake.
Ew. Well, fuck, it's Michigan.
It was Huron.
That's not in Michigan?
Yo, on some wild shit, bro. I took Taylor to a nice dinner, you know, right across from Canada with it. Like, we were facing the lake. Canada's in the background. Yeah. There's steamships coming and shit. It's beautiful.
Right.
So I'm looking at my phone. I get a wild text message from AT&T. You have now reached over $100 in international charges. Bro, I about fucking shit myself. I texted my mom off rip like, yo, I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know how this happened, but you need to call them and tell them no.
What?
Oh, I've never left the country. I don't even have a passport, bro.
I don't call them.
Fuck.
Unless they call me asking for
And that shit was wild. Yo, like, I saw mad border patrol there, but they're just driving in the streets. Imagine how... Okay, so Mexico is super fucking wild protected. Like, you can't get in from Mexico. Mm. But Canada, I could have literally, if I'm a good swimmer, just swam, like, 550 yards straight ahead and fucking been in Canada, and nobody would have ever known.
No, they would have got your ass.
No, bro.
I can't get into Canada for 5 years.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Homeboy, I'm not going to put his name out there. You know who you are. He was literally on the same, he was like on the no-fly list, like with terrorists and shit.
Nice.
Like he was literally not allowed on planes.
Hell yeah. All right. Anyway, let's wrap this up. So you're picking Roundtree.
8A, MMA, going to, oh yeah. And
I picked Saki.
The dude who was putting hands on Gokhan Saki. We never figured that out.
Did you click on it? Did you find his name?
Enrique Da Silva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't look bad.
I'm going with young Khalil Roundtree. Slim's going with Gokhan Saki. Moving on to the lightweight division. Another fucking fight that was supposed to happen.
But thanks, Connor. It didn't.
This is like the straight makeup. Everybody make up your fights.
That's fine. I like it. I dig it. We're a week out. I hope everything goes well. Oh anyway, Michael Chiesa going up against Anthony Pettis, former lightweight champion of the world.
That's a good fight.
I got Chiesa, bro.
Ain't MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Michael Chiesa.
In the next fight, the big boy.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ. I cannot believe this card is happening. Francis Ngannou going up against Derek the Black Beast Lewis.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Are you... spoil me.
Derek...
Spoil me.
Derek called his shot, and he got it. He got Francis Ngannou. Fuck. If Derek Lewis can beat Francis Ngannou, I feel like he puts himself right in line up there with Curtis Blades and Volkan... Or what's his name? Alexander Volkanovski to get that title shot. I don't know what's going to happen now because the heavyweight's like...
It's not Volkanovski. It's just Volkov.
Oh, Volkov. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going to happen up there, but right now, yikes. This is a key fight. So, bro. I just don't know because Derek Lewis lost to Mark Hunt in a... Like, you know, Mark Hunt got in there and pressured him. And Francis Ngannou was a hell of a reach advantage more than Mark Hunt did.
Mark Hunt. I love how you say it.
Mark Hunt. He's got so much more reach than he did. And so I'm just like, But if Lewis can just get in and just body his ass, God, I got to take the Predator, man.
Ain't MMA going to agree on this one. Francis Ngannou.
I'm excited for this one. But
you
seem
like you're not confident in that.
I'm not. Because Lewis got that knockout power, too. He can knock anyone out.
So you're like 51-49 on this fight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Damn.
Maybe more about a 60-40.
Okay. Damn. ANA MMA going to agree with this one. We're going with Francis the Predator Ngannou.
In this next fight, I can't even pick this, bro. Blessed. Max Holloway. Going up against T-City. Brian Ortega. The best featherweight prospect to come out in since Connor.
Ever.
Since Connor.
Literally.
Unbeaten. But with more skills than Connor.
Unbeaten.
Unbeaten. Unbeaten prospect. Fuck, dudes. What do you pick? I don't know. I literally don't know. Max Holloway's on a 12-fight win streak, including two TKOs of Jose Aldo, the best featherweight of all time. Brian T-City Ortega was the first man ever to finish Frankie Edgar, and that was only some months ago. Like, bro, I don't think I can pick this. I really don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know. This is one of the first fights where I'm literally like, I cannot pick a side.
Literally.
I cannot.
Literally.
They're both so talented.
I feel that same exact way.
This is the best featherweight fight that's ever happened.
This is
besides McGregor Aldo.
Fuck that.
This is
it.
All around. Because like Aldo had a little bit of ground game. Connor didn't. No. This is like both fighters are just the best well-rounded
fighters. This is literally like the most even fight. I mean, what do the odds have to be, bro? Let's look that up right now.
Are they out already? Week out?
Maybe.
God damn, this is such a fuck.
Crazy. Okay, so as of right now, Holloway is the minus 145 favorite.
Nice.
Yes. So not too much of a favorite there on that one.
I guess. Man, don't make me pick.
I gotta. Oh my gosh. I gotta go first. Yo, they're the same age too. They were born in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact reach.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did they really? I thought Holloway was taller. Wow.
No, Holloway's taller. They have the same reach, though. Holloway is 3 inches taller.
Damn.
Brian Ortega's average fight time is 9 minutes and 44 seconds.
Yikes.
His record as an underdog is 3-0. Phew. Max Holloway's record as a favorite, 11-0. Oh, man.
Give me Holloway. It's the blessed era, baby. The blessed is best.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one.
Oh, you're spicy. Wow.
I'm spicy today.
You're spicy.
It's because fucking LeBron left.
Yeah, you're right. You're in all sorts of hurt.
Legon. That's wild.
Jesus
so
Christ.
Hurt.
Anyway.
Taylor getting bukkake.
Can I picture that tonight?
Yeah, for sure.
Dope. All right, so
it's all you, dog.
All right, on to the main event of the evening. The first, the second ever champion versus champion fight in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Cormier has the chance to take two belts. The second man ever to do it in the UFC, and the first man ever to be the light heavyweight and the heavyweight champion at the same time.
That's, man.
Going up against the best heavyweight of all time. Wow.
Shit.
What an era we're in right now.
Wow.
This is amazing. Here's my thing, my thoughts on it. I think Cormier's can take Stipe down. I don't think Cormier can hold Stipe down like he's done against like,
yeah, everybody,
Johnson,
right,
and
Ozdemir.
I don't think he can hold him down like that because I think Stipe's just too big and strong, and he's got a good wrestling base himself.
Right.
He might be able to catch Stipe, but Stipe definitely outboxes him.
Yeah, and Stipe eats shit, bro.
Stipe eats...
No. Stipe eats shit, that's what I said.
Yeah. Stipe eat up every...
every shit.
Yeah, every shit Francis threw at him. Flung poo in the cage. Literally, and man...
Yo, that sounded racist. Retract that.
I'm sorry, I retract that statement. Flung some heavy bombs in Stipe's direction, and he ate him up. Give me Stipe.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one.
I thought you're
going to
disagree and be a bullshitter. Yeah. A motherfucker.
Just like,
Cormier does it. He's the best fighter of all time.
I'm on some wild.
He's the new McGregor. He goes to WWE.
I'm on some wild Skip Bayless shit. Like,
I think that Daniel Cormier.
Oh my gosh. ANA MMA going with the greatest heavyweight of all time, our hometown hero.
The boy. The only Cleveland the guy thing, we have left.
Yeah, the only thing that can do. The Cleveland's last hope.
That's it.
Stipe Miocic.
Miocic.
Stiokic.
Yeah, fucking Molo Stiokic.
Stipe Miocic.
He's one crazy Croatian motherfucker.
Yo, what's Stipe's... why does Stipe have a nickname?
He doesn't need one, bro.
Because he's just Stipe.
He's Stipe. Like, can you even say his real name before you get onto a nickname? Come on.
Yo, he's just got the wild, dope fucking first name.
Stiocic.
He's definitely on a first name basis. Yo,
I don't have my aux adapter.
Did you know that Stipe was getting interest from Major League Baseball teams?
Heard
like,
about
not
it.
Lately.
Yeah, I did
but,
hear about
like,
that. Yeah,
out of college.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break before Crooks gets back on because I got to pee so bad, dude.
Where's Crooks at, bro?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
He's getting ready.
Message
ready. I will, but I got to pee first.
Okay.
I don't have music. I'm going to play it in post. So we'll be back, guys. No, no. I'll play you something cool out, I promise.
Just put me out.
Something jazzy.
Put me out.
Put you out? What does that
mean? Mute my shit so I can talk to my streamers.
Oh, quick, yeah. Money, grip. All right, we'll be back, guys. Talking about Crooks title fighting.
They gon' ask me how I spend that. They gon' ask where all my friends at. Cut them off, I can't defend that. But it's hard to make it with the bent back. They gon' ask me how I spend that. They gon' ask who are my friends at. Cut them off, I can't defend that. But it's hard to make it with the bent back. Yeah, I'm getting back to my roots. Freely spoken and I'm back in the booth. Get it cracking, then I spackle the truth. I'm going off like that Mac finna do. No disrespect, Craig Mac be the move. Rest in peace. I'll leave this earth with the rest of you. No bullshit, just my heart I've been invested in. Pull myself together, put my heart into my chest again. My sleeve feeling bent, but I am no longer susceptible to no one's baggage, I'm telling y'all they tripping. I've had it up to here, shit, I hear myself clipping. Beats, I strike them out with they lights went. I told you I've been eating, feeling rips in my stomach lining. The mic right now. Ooh. Who's the one that's acting nice right now? Ooh. Who's the one that's trying to bite my style? Bite my style, bite my style. Ooh. Who's the one that's at the mic right now? Ooh. Who's the one that's acting nice right now? Ooh. Who's the one that's trying to bite what? My style? Bite my style.
Ooh, it is that style. Time.
Here we go, baby. Here we go.
For the ESFL championship, we have Crooks going up against the champion, brand new Mac. And is Crooks going with Robbie Lawler right now?
No. Well, is he? Nah, nope. He's switching it up.
Oh, is brand new Mac going to use the Stockton fighter against the Stockton fighter?
Yo. Nick Diaz and Nick Diaz?
Ooh. No.
Here we go. Here we go.
Are we doing a Diaz versus Diaz championship fight right now? Yes,
Caleb said Latinos, bro. How about that Stockton, bro?
Oh, wow. Stockton in the house. Let's go. We got Nick Diaz going up against Nick Diaz. Are they both in white shorts? Please tell me they're both not in white shorts.
No, champions in his classic, the champion
okay.
shorts.
Okay, cool.
Wow, Nick Diaz, Nick is 34. Nick better come back this year, dude. And Nate. Ooh. Jesus. Nate's like 32. One voted to skip. One was like, no, fuck it. I want to watch the whole thing. I want to watch the whole intro. It's Dan Margliotta. You already know.
All right. This is for all the marbles. Our homeboy Crooks. Our partner.
Literally.
Whew.
Let's go. He's got it.
They touch gloves. Champion comes out, lands a hard left hook. Oh, oh, man. He's tagging Crooks right now. Crooks has good D, though.
Crooks knows how to use the Diaz brothers. All right. Crooks knows the Diaz brothers well.
Crooks with a couple good shots here. Champion comes in with that 9-3 record. Crooks is unbeaten right now at 3-0. Oh, my goodness. A left hand landed there by Crooks. Good body shot by Crooks.
Mm-hmm.
Landed in his combos. Good nice body kick.
For sure.
Oh, they both throw some hooks there. Another right hook landed there by Crooks.
Crooks got the sweat coming off him.
Good body shot, but answered there by Mac. Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Howdy's got me fucked up.
Oh, right, Crooks lands a three-piece uppercut with a left.
Crooks looking good.
Throws another uppercut. Oh, breaks the guard there, Mac.
He got tagged. Sorry.
Man,
both these fighters are pretty well even so far, yeah. This is for the championship bout.
These are the two best fighters in the ESFL right now going up against each other. So we're going to see some.
Do they
we're gonna see
like
some type
make
of
you do a weight class?
Oh, I don't know if it's whatever previously freeway discussed. Or whatever. Yeah, I don't know how they do that yet.
Crooks selling on a couple combos. Okay.
Oh. So these last, I'd say this last minute or so, Max definitely picked up the pace, started landing some more punches here on Crooks.
Oh, Crooks lands a nice one
straight
too.
Right. Comes back with a leg kick. Ooh, nice combo there by Mac.
Okay, Crooks in a nice uppercut there. Nice body kick.
Mac just threw counter to the head scary kick. Head kick. Left hook by Crooks. He's starting to work on that block.
There. Yeah, he's finding his rhythm. They break off for a minute.
This is a good fight, man. Oh, left fucking haymaker made there by a
couple of them.
Mac. Can Crooks stay undefeated against the current champ? The two best UFC fighters on Xbox.
Nice, nice right jab there.
In the SFL. You know, there's... I say they're the best. Ain't nobody fucking with them. I just burped, Slim.
Me too. Crooks got landed on there by a nice uppercut.
Oh!
Nice 1-2 answer. We another got one. Another one.
Man, I need to see the stats
leaking.
Here. Oh, shit. Crooks is rocked right now.
Crooks is super rocked. He regained.
Good combo there by Mac, though. Man, that's scary. That's a tough round.
Damn.
Crooks is leaking, dude.
I don't know who I give that one to, honestly.
Crooks is busted up right now.
It's not good. Not good going forward in the next round. There you see Crooks doing a nice nice little right hook.
I think I'm going to go with Crooks here in this round. I think he...
Yeah, I have to. He landed the more powerful shots.
He did.
The bigger shots, for sure.
He was rocked there towards the end, but he recovered nicely.
Definitely.
Oh, not showing us the stats? Damn it. All right. Moving into the second round. Let's go. Touch gloves again. I have a feeling this fight's going to end this round. They both land jabs and knock each other backwards. We haven't seen too much groundwork here at all.
No.
I'm really interested to see what happens when they both go to the ground. Maybe even
they're both fighting very long and lanky.
That's how Crooks is, man. He likes going for that knockout. He bobs and weaves. That's his game, man. You know what's not Crooks?
Body shots by Crooks.
His block's broken right now. Oh, no. Crooks just got knocked down by a left roundhouse kick. Oh, he's hurt right now.
He regained.
Gets hit by an uppercut. Crooks is hurt, man. He needs to get out of there. Go for a takedown or something. He's hurt right now. His block's down. His head stamina is just... Oh, man. He just got hit by a left elbow.
He's getting rocked. Get out of there, Crooks. Body, go for a takedown.
He goes for another...
He might get caught in a sub.
Oh, man. He's just getting rocked right now.
Oh, dude.
That's three wobbles.
An axe kick? Whoa.
Brand new Max getting a little bit funky now. Right hook there landed by Crooks. He's going to have to put something together, man. He's going to have to put something together.
Back together.
Start putting some pressure. Oh, man. He's rocked again.
Crooks' head is... failing.
It's just when he gets hit there in his head, he's really hurt right now. He's a little bit hazy. He's got some good bleeding coming down from his left eye too. Ooh, good combo there by Mac. Oh man, Crooks is gonna have to go for a takedown or get him in the clinch. Oh no, man. Fight is over.
Damn, Crooks took that KO.
Mac just hit him with a left uppercut to end the fight
from hell. Damn,
and Crooks. Goes down.
Yikes.
It was a beautifully placed there.
Can't believe you stalked in against him. Fuck.
That hurts.
Damn.
Crooks will be back, though.
For sure.
It was a good fight. He was hanging in there. It's just that second round. Man. Matt came out with a really good... game plan. That sucks, man. Well... Good luck to Crooks coming back. Still, big shout out to him being our partner.
Oh, for sure. The homie.
So
he's the fucking MMA man.
Yeah, shout out to Crooks. We'll see him back for sure. Otherwise, everybody else who tuned into this, we do appreciate it. Of course, check us out. This was live streamed on our actual podcast. So and if you want to listen back to it, that'll be on A&A MMA, spelled just like this.
AMMA. Just the like and that. Sign. Don't forget the and sign.
And it's you can catch us out on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on iHeartRadio, LousyWeatherMedia.com,
LousyWeatherMedia.com.
What's the other one? Podbean?
Audio Boom, Podbean, whatever. Whatever podcast is available, we're on there. It's broadcast everything.
Yeah, so we'll see what Crooks does next time. I know Crooks definitely takes his L's well from watching him a lot. He doesn't let them affect him. He always comes back stronger and learns from him. So I'm sure, you know, maybe puts a couple wins together.
My mom sent us a thumbs up.
Get himself a title shot.
On Instagram.
Thank you.
That's funny. Love you, Mom.
But all right, guys, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.
Adios.
This has been the Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.